Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Ron.
And we are delighted that you are here. We have a bit of interference from a leaf blower across the street. So we've closed windows, and I hope that it's not too terribly distracting or loud. And we've asked that they quit right away. Anyway, Rod's a trance channel. His consciousness is totally gone. And you know that the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, is the one who will come through. We have seen a beautiful pattern also of who comes through as to what's about to take place economically, politically, spiritually, whatever, to help all of us move forward into the new. So it's very exciting, and we get no advance notice. So we're ready. Let's go.
Hello, dear ones. This is Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, thank you so much for being here. We're very grateful. Okay. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
Actually, I have a test for them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who is it that determines what the possibilities in your life are?
That's actually a pretty easy answer. Do you want me to answer?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's a very, very good question. Okay. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in the world, is there not? Wow.
You have chosen to live in an exciting time, my dear.
Oh, yes. And that old Chinese proverb, hey, an interesting time.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And we have Jazz contributing to the audio here. So, all right. Let me address something that I was really surprised to see. Jim Carrey speaking out against Trump and Trump being a reptilian. I have thought highly of Jim Carrey because he's a wonderful entertainer. But there was quite a long article about reptilians coming from Bavaria, which was new information for me, if that's really true. Would you clarify this for our callers and listeners?
It is simply a matter of Mr. Trump not fitting the picture that Mr. Carrey had for the world.
Well, that's interesting. All right. I do understand everybody has their own view of the world. Okay. I get that. The article went into some length, and what I read, about Carrey years ago being at a function where Trump was, 20 years ago, give or take, maybe longer, where he says he saw Trump shapeshift and so forth, like the reptilians that we really know of, reptilians like Dick Cheney and some others. Is this all made up?
Well, actors are very good at making things up, my dear.
Okay, so basically it sounds like for whatever reason Jim Carrey is creating this consciously or unconsciously. Is that correct?
Well, it's a blend of those two, consciously and unconsciously. And the Donald does not fit the scenario of the entertainment industry.
That is true. That is true.
In general, and including Mr. Carrey.
Yes, even though there are some entertainers in Hollywood who are on Trump's side, but the most vocal ones are not.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm happy to have that cleared up. Okay. There was another email about Trump now being taken over by the deep state and under their control and so forth. That's got to be pure cabal.
Wishful thinking.
I like that. So someone has dreamed this up and written this stuff. Okay.
Nice piece of
this impact. So true. All right. The Bill Kristol, K-R-I-S-T-O-L, of the Project for the New American Century, which of course is Cabal, is the one who's dreamed up a lot of this, right? He's kind of the source of this.
Yeah, he is a good storyteller.
All right. That's very good. And then Ben Fulford gets into the fray with his last report coming out last Monday about Trump and Obama being of the same ilk and a bunch of other garbage. And I went, Ben, no way.
Well, as you are aware, he has to put out some crap to save his pie.
Yes. And sometimes he puts out misinformation that he doesn't know is wrong, but sometimes it's stuff to keep himself alive. I'm aware of that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's that. Okay. Again, is there any truth to reports of any activity on Trump's part sexually with minors, or is this too just a effort to discredit him?
And a darn good one, you have to admit.
Yeah, that always gets people kind of riled up, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
But no truth to it, right?
No.
Okay. Very good. What is happening now?
But what you are seeing, the whole series of things they have used to take people down in the past, and they're dragging them all out.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah. It's the same pattern. Trump's just the target now.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That was my sense. Okay. What is the situation in the Houston area with Harvey now? Of course, there have been some horrendous reports that I believe have great credibility as to the nasty actions of FEMA and the Red Cross and some others that are all cabal-oriented, as far as I know. How's Houston doing?
They're doing fairly well, but those organizations that you just mentioned, not thanks to them.
Right, not thanks to them at all. And this is just another of the series of things like, I think Haiti, the earthquake in Haiti was the first one where I became really aware of how badly the so-called helpers did, how the money was stolen, and the Haitian people have never been helped. And this has been years ago.
Absolutely true.
Okay. What about the Hurricane Irma and the damage that was caused there?
What about it?
How are they doing? How are the people doing?
They are coping. Not well, but coping.
Okay. Are there some good positive efforts going on to help the people and helping clean up?
Mostly by the people themselves.
Yes, and neighbors.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the people themselves.
Yes, this is the people themselves. And the neighbors. Okay. So I listened to Matthew Short today about a 40-minute video that was excellent. I think I sent it out about how vital it is that these so-called helping organizations, such as FEMA, Red Cross, and some others, stay out of the way and let the people help themselves.
Absolutely true.
And he was specifically speaking about, he was in Texas, he was talking mostly about Houston, I think, and how Texas is different from a lot of other states. There's a different mentality there where people are more willing to take responsibility for themselves. And I think it was the first big movement toward positive carry laws so that people could protect themselves. Is that true?
Absolutely true. And thank goodness for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He said one of the worst things that happened is probably an executive order, but anyway, it's called continuity of government, which FEMA and the rest of them are required to follow, supposedly. This simply means the government's in control and we're not going to let you help yourselves, basically. The government's king and your father, right?
They're in charge.
Yeah, not for the people's benefit. Yes.
Oh.
Correct, for the most part.
It has been shown time and time again, not for the people's benefit.
Exactly. It's just another label for the same old story. Okay, switching to a new topic. It said that the terrorist organization that stole the name ISIS to use for their own selfish purposes, which is really a mercenary area arm of the Zionists because they're in mafia, that they have been defeated by Assad's army and the Russians. Is this true?
And thank goodness.
So they really have been defeated. It's not still in process. Maybe some little cleanup here and there.
Exactly.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. All right. It's also coming out more and more that the Israeli organization Mossad was really the one behind the September 11, 2001 disaster, whatever you want to call it.
Betrayal?
Betrayal, yes.
Betrayal is the word. Here.
Okay.
I believe.
Betrayal?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Okay, I have several questions. The Kurds are going to vote on to leave Iraq. Is this good that they want to do this?
Would you repeat that? I didn't catch the first part.
Okay, the Kurds who are part of Iraq,
yep.
They're going to be voting to leave Iraq and create their own little country. Is this good?
Absolutely.
Will the vote, it hasn't totally been done yet. Will they definitely leave Iraq?
I believe you will find they do.
Okay. Now, Caitlin is part of Spain, and they are also voting to leave Spain. And there's over 700 mayors in Caitlin that agrees with this. Will they leave Spain and have their own little country?
Yes, dear.
And is this good for them to do this?
Yes.
Okay. Then I do not know his first name, just the last Abe. He's like the prime minister of Japan. he's starting to cause all types of problems. I can't remember what I exactly read today, but I think he, how much longer will it be before he's no longer in the position, power position that he's in? Because I know he's Cabal Karzarian Mafia, if that's correct.
Yes, he is a puppet of, those people.
So when will he be out of any control and be replaced?
By the spring equinox next year.
Oh, okay. So the person that will replace him will be for humanity?
Yes.
Okay. So wonderful Merkel lady, the won the election in Germany to stay prime minister. Am I correct that that was rigged so she would win?
There is no chance that it wasn't, my dear.
Okay, and when will she be removed from office, holding that position?
By Valentine's next year.
Ooh. Okay, and then... Just a moment. I do not know the name of his position, so I'll just say Dictator Kim of North Korea. Is the person that's, that they say is him, is that a double or a clone, or is that really him?
Well, depending upon which time, it could be any of the above.
Oh, so he's got multiples. So
yes, dear.
When will all these multiples be removed from power?
July 9th next year.
July 26th. So, with example, with Merkel and Kim, what's his face, whatever it is, people that will replace them will be for humanity?
Yes, dear.
Okay. And then I have one quick personal question. Her name is Janice, and I say Janice up the hill, and she says Cindy down the hill. We're very good friends. She was wondering what lifetime brought us together to share some time here in this lifetime.
That was a lifetime about 1,400 years ago.
Okay.
Mongolia, you were warriors who fought Cybus.
That's not coming through clearly.
You were warriors who fought side by side.
Side by side in Mongolia?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure if I heard that correctly. Okay, that's great. Oh, I do have one other quick question. I was told a while ago, Francois, my future husband, and I were together in another lifetime 3,500 years ago. What was happening 3,500 years ago? I mean, were were we poor people or what?
In that lifetime?
Yes.
No, you were not poor.
Oh, okay. I know it was a doozy of a lifetime. That's what I was told. So have we had any other lifetimes together?
No, dear.
Okay. Must have been great to hook us up again. Okay. Okay, that's all I have for now. Thank you, Mary Magdalene. I'm grateful that you're here.
Most welcome, dear. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, let's continue with ISIS, the terrorist group that stole the name, being completely defanged now, and Mossad creating the 9/11, like you said, betrayal. So the betrayal within many sections of our own government, right? The CIA, the Pentagon, the FAA, NORTHCOM, all of them had to be involved, individual people or tiny groups of people, right? Because there's a lot of good people.
High-level people, yeah.
Very high-level, okay. So they could bypass the lower echelon people who really didn't know what was going to happen or what was going on.
Okay.
So is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, David, welcome.
Hello, thank you. Personal question, or two, I have been hearing high-pitched frequencies in the back of my head, left and right side, that vary, and I was wondering how to assimilate this or where it's coming from or any advice there. And I also, different question, maybe related. I have like a wound or injury on the side of my neck that's been there for like 28 years. It seems to get worse or better, and I'm wondering if this is healing and if, or what I can do about that. That's all.
I suggest that you do meditations in which you see it as healed.
Okay. And then the frequent.
And when Mary has her new energy frequency machine, then do remote with that.
Okay. And what are these frequencies that I'm hearing?
What are they?
Yes.
These are upgrades for you.
Is there something I can consciously do to help this? Or is it... Just something that's happening.
Ask me to help you assimilate them, and I shall.
Yes. Okay, yes, please, thank you to help me assimilate them. And will meditation help this, listening to them more? I try and listen to them, but it doesn't seem to change anything.
I will help you to assimilate them.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that is all.
Namaste, dear one.
Thank you, David. Okay, let me, for our callers and listeners, let me cover upgrades a little bit. Okay, we'll wait on that. Lauren, welcome.
Hi.
Lauren, you there?
I have a... Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Carolyn.
Oh, okay. I have a question about a tooth. My roommate told me that I should never have a tooth pulled. I had a loose crown, and they were going to do a build-up on it, but the dentist today said that the tooth is the root is infected and broken, and he really needs to pull the tooth. So is he saying this because it's true or because maybe he'd make more money? Or, I mean, it's...
Dear one, if you look at it, the dentists in the world have a very limited arsenal to help people with. And unfortunately, pulling teeth is the one of the major pieces in that arsenal. There are ways that you can heal it so that it does not need to be pulled. I recommend that you do that. Let me have you talk to Mary.
Lauren?
Okay, I can hardly hear. Yes.
Okay. Did you hear Mary Magdalene's answer to you?
It was breaking up. It was breaking up. See, I don't know whether I should try to find another dentist.
Yeah.
There's two that I'm thinking of. There's one in Sedona named Dr. Westervelt, who's I've been to before. He was really good. And there's a natural dentist who does different kinds of treatments in Prescott. Or, you know, I don't know how long I can wait. I don't want to get an abscess.
Okay. There are a few dentists that have upgraded their practices to something more natural. But Mary Magdalene is turning thumbs down on all the ones you've mentioned. Do you know that teeth, every tooth is connected to a major part of the body? The teeth are not...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, teeth are not like stone.
They're bad to pull.
Are living beings, really, in the body. And
that's
why you never want to pull a tooth unless unless there really, really is no option. The machine I'm getting, I have an energy frequency machine now, a Russian machine that is excellent, that the host has had tremendous benefit from because he's had some tooth issues, and there's no way he's going to allow anything to be pulled, no matter what the dentist said. Dentists have a very limited arsenal, in which Mary Magdalene said, which is true. They're told to do root canals or pull the tooth, basically, and neither is good. Okay, anybody who's familiar with a book called Healing is Voltage by Jerry Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, he goes into the travesty of the current dental training and how important it is to not lose your teeth and what the healing of teeth is really all about. It's an excellent, and it has many other features in the book. It's an excellent book. The machine I'm getting is a serious upgrade from the one I have, and it works remotely. The one I have that the host has used, and we use on ourselves and people here on Maui, does not work remotely, but the new one does. So I will be able to help you once I get it. And so there's a few things you can do. Isn't there salt water mouthwash that helps with infection? Is that true? Am I remembering?
Well, I had a really deep cleaning, and sometimes I use nanosilver because I'm allergic to every antibiotic that exists, and it's also caused some of my foot problems. But there's nanosilver, which is antibiotic, antiviral, which can do some good things.
Yes. All right, use that.
So it's broken. I mean, I guess I can try to keep gluing the crown on. okay. I don't know what to do. I mean, I have other problems. I don't want to be pushed into doing something that's bad. I mean, I went to the pharmacy today to pick something up, and there were like 10 people in line for flu shots, and I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. You know, did you read the inserts? Do you know what's in those things? Oh, you're going to get the flu. I mean, it just drives me crazy, the lack of ethics in medicine.
And people not waking up. None of the people have been in. I agree with you. Okay. This is good, and this is why there's so many ads to get flu shots, because they have to sell them to anybody who's uninformed enough to actually think they need a flu shot and it's going to benefit them. It's not. Okay?
So what should I do right now with the tooth? Just try to keep it from breaking anymore, or just, I don't know. It worries me. I have had things pulled.
Dear what?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. I recommend you also take CBD oil. Consume that. Okay.
I absolutely couldn't. I couldn't hear anything. Mary? I couldn't hear what you said.
CBD oil. Cindy knows if you don't.
What?
CBD oil.
Oh, okay. Tea tree oil?
CBD. C like kid.
Oh, CBD oil.
C like boy.
Yeah.
D like dog.
Yeah.
CBD.
Okay.
Use that along with the nano silver and salt water flush.
Okay.
And hang on, okay?
Okay. 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 Well, I'll give somebody else some time. And thank you very much. I'll be working with you later.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay. Trying to remember where we were. I don't.
Well, then this is an opportunity for me to answer a question.
Yes.
I say this to you. If you don't know who is determining what is possible for you, that's not a good deal. Not a good deal at all. Because if it is not you who is determining that, then you can hold the possibilities in a thimble.
Okay. And if you are determining it, then it's like the most giant bucket as opposed to a thimble, right? Or something like that.
If you're determining it, it's the sky is the limit.
Okay. Like infinite.
Yes.
Okay. I love that. All right. Particularly at this time in history where so many opportunities are being offered and will be offered to anybody, not just the limited elite or whatever the way it's apparently been in Earth history, for unlimited growth, progress, and magnificent lives of abundance and peace, prosperity, and fifth dimension, and a lot of good stuff in that.
Indeed, my dear, indeed. So, make it count.
How about personal spaceships? and teleportation and having a perfect body as long as you want it. I mean, the list is like endless.
Yes.
All right. That's where we need to be. That's where our awarenesses and our consciousnesses need to live, right? As much as possible.
Well, you have endless and you have thimble. Which do you choose?
I love it. Okay. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Magdalene, for being with us, and Mary and Rod. Appreciate it very much. I work in an office, and they had an office meeting today, and the woman who runs everything, and I use that with a capital R, she started blithering on and on about earthquakes and all the articles she's read and how we're supposed to get it. I live on the West Coast in Oregon, and we're supposed to get these huge earthquakes and stock all this stuff and, you know, just on and on and on with her. What?
Was there a what?
Well, she just went on about how the... Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Mary.
What was the question?
I'm just wondering if this is all just fear-mongering with the articles and all everybody saying get prepared and they're having classes and so forth.
Dear one, if you look at the position that the cabal, who has been in charge for yay these many centuries, is in now, the biggest thing they've got is to create more fear because they feed on fear. So they're trying their best to create it.
Well, I sat with that group and I'm like, good grief, there's nobody here that feels, you know, what this really is. So I agree. Plus, you know, a few newspaper articles and thrown around and stuff, that's pretty cheap. You know, a cheap way to do it. So, anyway, good to get,
They need cheap because they're running out of money. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, yes. I just wanted to ask a higher source.
Happy to help.
I appreciate it. Is there any message you... Oh, okay. You're cutting up, Mary.
Well, I'm messages. If you want to know how things are on the earth, listen to your horses.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome, dear.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. And she's right about the cabal being almost out of money, so everything they're doing is on the cheap. And so, which is fortunate, okay? But that's why some of the tactics have changed a bit. Okay, I wanted to talk a bit about upgrades because a lot of people are... Oh, Cindy, I'm sorry. Thank you. Cindy, you there?
Well, go ahead and do your upgrades. I can ask afterwards.
It's okay.
Okay.
So, earlier in a call or two back, they were saying that it could be early 2018 before the new U.S. governance happens in the United States. Is that still the timeline?
It's fluid, dear one, because as soon as the consciousness of humanity will allow it, it will happen. Okay?
Cindy, are you there? Okay. She has phone issues. Okay, so what Mary Magdalene said is about the new governance that's coming. Okay, Cindy, you're back.
Okay, so did you get to hear the rest of my question? Because all of a sudden the call was gone.
I think I did.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello. And my answer is, as soon as the consciousness of humanity will allow it, it will occur.
Well, how can... They're not waking up.
I suggest that you change that picture because
right.
your hope is holding it down. Don't
Got
want
it.
To do that.
Okay. Okay. Did you hear that one, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a reason why I'm laughing.
Okay. It's all
okay.
fluid. All of the progress has been fluid, depending on the human consciousness, and particularly in the U.S., the consciousness of Americans, although the global makes a difference, too.
Okay. A personal question. One of my humanitarian projects in the United States is to open an animal sanctuary for dogs and cats, for people that can't keep their animals and ones that are dropped off out here in the country and abandoned. Is where I'm currently living, is that a good place to open one of these sanctuary rescue centers for dogs and cats?
For starters.
Okay. One of the things I was considering is there are several duplexes and triplexes in the area. Do you see where I could buy them all up and improve them, like put in decent windows and such, and rent them very cheaply for people that do not have money? Is that a strong possibility for that to occur for me?
With some modification.
And what is that when you say modification?
I suggest that you raise your idea of entrance, my dear.
You mean of who's going to rent them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because one of the things I wanted to do is buy a lot of acreage and also put in little tiny homes, and people that are homeless and want a job that they could come work with the animals, you know, like feeding them and cleaning up poop and that kind of stuff. Is that a good ideal for me to do here? Where it would be a large community and they'd all be working together to help do this, like holding the cats and petting the dogs and things like that. Is that a good idea to help them improve their lives and feel better and gain skills?
It is if you're willing to spend your time babysitting.
Oh, well, could I hire somebody to babysit? I don't want to do all the work.
Cindy, are you talking about here in the U.S. or in France?
Both.
Both? Well, you're going
yes.
to, it's going to be a pretty big bite to bite off to do both.
Okay. Well, then I'll talk about this in a personal reading then. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Is there anything you want to tell me in particular, Mary Magdalene?
I want you to, every day at least once, see yourself as whole.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, let's go back to upgrades, because there may be some people who are not clear. Oh, okay, great. Carolyn, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn.
Thank you for being on the call. We all appreciate it very much. I have a lot of financial difficulties, and I have applied for SSI. If you can help me in that regard, in any respect, to help it be approved, I would appreciate that greatly. And I would also... I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm also interested in having a perfect body. If you can help with that, I would also be greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Let me address this by starting off with you need to see yourself as whole and well. And I want you to realize that the things you're asking for are only temporary measures. The place you need
to go... Are only what?
Temporary measures.
Oh, temporary, okay.
Yes, because the place you need to go to is being whole and well.
Yes, I agree.
Good.
But will the temporary measures help me get to that point where I can handle that?
The temporary measures will give you time to make that real.
Yes, yes. That's
okay.
All I am asking. Yes. I
Done.
Understand that.
Done.
Did I lose
okay.
you?
Carol, do you have another question?
No, I everything went silent. I don't know if I lost you guys or still on or what. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Namaste. Thank you. Okay, about the upgrade, briefly, for anybody who doesn't know. That our cells are being upgraded, our bodies are being upgraded from carbon-based to crystalline, correct?
Correct.
Correct. And that means that sometimes you're going to feel pretty funny. It's the best way I can describe it. You may feel spacey. My personal experience is spaciness, feeling like I might almost pass out. Some people experience some pain or discomfort. I haven't had that much. I've just had spaciness. And it does pass. There are many different kinds of symptoms that are nothing to do with you being ill or anything like that. It is actually an upgrade of yourself, which is to your benefit. And the best thing I've found to do is to just relax into it and not try to challenge myself and to just let it abate.
Dear one, all of these symptoms that she's referring to involve feeling disconnected with the earth. So a thing that you can do to help yourself is to get in water. the ocean, a pool, any kind of water.
That is a great idea. I hadn't thought of that. That is awesome. If you can, even if it means getting in the bathtub?
Yes, even that.
Okay, because that would be all that would be some available to some people. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and sometimes it lasts a few minutes and sometimes it'll last longer. It's very individual, but what a great idea. Get in water.
Yes, when you're in water, every cell of your body receives. Every cell.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, in the few minutes we have left, can we address Trump's speech at the UN, which I listened to today? And I love the almost endless references to sovereignty, sovereignty of countries, of individuals, that kind of thing.
Yes, he's trying to let people know what they should be focused on.
That is good. And then apparently there was some political rhetoric about standing firm against North Korea, which the Galactics aren't going to allow anything nuclear anyway, so there's no danger. But he can't really say that in a place like the UN. Anything else that you can comment about that people should know about his speech?
Well, you have to give him a lot of credit for walking into the mouth of the tiger and speaking thusly.
Yes, the mouth of the tiger, because the UN is completely cabal-based, is it not?
New World Order all the way.
New World, and it was set up to be New World Order, which is Rockefeller, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was pleased to hear there was one mention of Israel and no real support. And yet the media pushed, oh, he talked about Israel, supporting Israel. No!
Yes, well, we know who's behind the media, don't we?
Yes, yes. Yes, we do. And how they try to discredit Trump. Anybody who wants to know what he actually said instead of what the media says he said, listen to the speech. It's really very good.
It's on video, yes.
Yes. Yes. I just went, I'm using DuckDuckGo instead of Google now. And I just went on DuckDuckGo and typed in Trump UN. He's just right there. I happened to watch the CNN recording. But I don't think they had fooled with it, even though it's CNN. There's probably other recordings as well. But it was really, in many ways, very good and very coolly received, because some of those people kind of don't get it. And yet I'm told that listening to him talk about sovereignty that much was really very educational and eye-opening for the kids of other countries that were there, yes?
Yeah, it certainly was. And it's a good example.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. All right, Mary Magdalene, thank you so much for being here. Do you have any final words for our callers and listeners before we close?
Throw out your thimble.
I hope everybody heard that. Throw out your thimble. Make your future unlimited. Okay. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful for your presence, your beautiful responses to our callers. And again, we're very appreciative, Mary Magdalene. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Namaste.
Namaste.